Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Power Lodge brings you the forecast details. High today, I think we might have already passed it. Temps kind of dropping off a little bit here. Overnight tonight, though, we'll get down to 28. Tomorrow, sunshine. Sunday, sunshine. Saturday, sunshine. I'm sorry. We may even see a 50-degree temperature reading, Paul Douglas says, on Saturday. Right now in the Twin Cities, we've got 35 degrees here. News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're joined by a special guest on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Bruce Newstead, who is with the Minnesota Retail Association. Bruce, good morning. Hey, and happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being a part of it with us on WCCO. How are we looking for a Black Friday windup? Is there still going to be that crush at certain retailers that are going to be lined up outside the door fighting over big screen TVs? What are you seeing from the Minnesota Retail Association, Bruce?
Yeah, good morning, John, and happy Thanksgiving to you too and all your listeners. Now, I think we're seeing kind of shopping spreading out a little more. I do think, you know, there's, from small retailers to large, there's going to be a good effort to get people in the door on that big shopping day on Friday. So I think you'll still see some lines, but it doesn't look quite the same as it used to.
Yeah, it used to be. I mean, we would see people clawing and fighting over goods, but maybe because it's been so spread out. And, of course, a number of years ago, American Express made a big deal about Small Business Saturday. And we have a number of small business retailers. These are more like the brick-and-mortar stores. What do we see on the horizon for them this coming Small Business Saturday, Bruce?
Yeah, you're right. That Small Business Saturday has really taken off. If anybody thought it was a fad, it's not. It's definitely a thing. And in Minnesota here, about 90% of our retailers are actually small businesses. So there's about 50,000 small business retailers out there. And that Small Business Saturday has become just a nice little focal point for, you know what, shop local, shop in your community, shop at a small retailer. And honestly, for the retailer, it's kind of a nice beginning to, for some of these folks, a relationship that goes on and continues throughout the year. So we see a lot of great small business sampling on Small Business Saturday.
But, you know, everybody still wants a deal. So are we going to see the deep discounts coming around this time, Bruce?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think we started to see those kind of back in October, believe it or not. You know, the pandemic kind of got us to shop a little early. And last year we were worried about supply chain, so we shopped even earlier to make sure we got what we needed. This year, there's some inflation concerns, so we're definitely seeing earlier shopping, so that holiday spend spread out really between October and the end of the holiday season. So, yeah, but it does, John, back to your point, certainly there's good competition for the consumer dollar, and we call that value shopping. We're going to see just as much of that this year as we have in the past.
Is Cyber Monday still a thing, or is that pretty much gone by the wayside with people being able to get online anytime and do their cyber shopping this way?
It is still a big thing. In fact, when you look at kind of like Thanksgiving Day has tailored off a little bit because a lot of retailers are closed, but you get that Black Friday is huge. You know, I think I've seen numbers that said about 115 million people shop Black Friday. But that's followed by Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, which are pretty close in their numbers, Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. So, yeah, it does seem like the Minnesota consumer likes to kick back a little bit on Monday and catch up on their online spending.
Now, what are you hearing about retailers? Because there's been some criticism in the past about those retailers that feel they need to be open on Thanksgiving Day. Some of them may be opening like at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
Is that pretty much settled down now as well as the as you mentioned, the Black Friday creep has been spread out into, you know, as early as October. So the urge or the push to get open on a Thanksgiving Day, has that kind of slowed down a bit, Bruce?
Gosh, it really has. And I guess, you know, the retailers try to follow the consumers. And I think actually, you know, we just saw like fewer and fewer people shopping on actually Thanksgiving Day. And it turns out it's you know, it's a nice thing for folks, retail workers, to spend the day with their family. So we definitely, I think to your question, John, it's definitely settled down. We just don't see nearly as many retailers open on Thanksgiving Day itself. In fact, it's probably a little bit difficult to find one now.
Bruce, tell me a little bit about now, for people who are just tuned in on this Thanksgiving Day morning, where do people go for more information?
Yeah, no, thanks, John. Yeah, we try to cover all the trends, and we're at mnretail.org. That's for the Minnesota Retailers Association. There's some great stats if you kind of like to sit around the Thanksgiving table and talk about shopping stats at the National Retail Federation at nrf.com, too. Some great stuff there. But you know what? The best place to find out about what's going on with shopping is just hit your local store, hit your community, spend your dollars, and see what other folks are doing as well.
Hey, great stuff, Bruce. I appreciate so much your joining us here this morning on WCCO, taking out some time from your holiday, and make the most of it. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving as we go forward. Have a great day, Bruce.
You too, John.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.